Charlotte Dodd, 1871 to 1960. Good evening. I am speaking to you on the eve of my appearance at the 1908 London Olympics. You probably know me as the 5-time winner of the Wimbledon Singles Championship. I would like to start by recounting an exciting match that I played 4 years ago. It's May the 12th, 1904. I'm playing in the final of the Ladies Golf Union Championships at Troon. My opponent, May Heslett, is considered to be Ireland's greatest golfer. There are around 6,000 spectators, many are shipyard workers from the nearby Clyde, who have taken an unofficial day off. It's a close contest. By the time we reach the 17th, Miss Heslett is one ahead. I win the 17th hole and there's a frenzied uproar of cheering and counter-cheering, jostling and jeering from the crowd. The captain of the Troon Golf Club tells the spectators that the match will be abandoned unless they behave in a seemly manner. There is absolute quiet at the final green. We both drive well. I lay my second about 6 yards from the hole. Miss Heslett's approach is short and I win the match. The crowd surge forward. Stewards seize myself and Miss Heslett and bundle us to the safety of the clubhouse. I received hundreds of telegrams from around the world to congratulate me on becoming the new British Ladies Golf Champion. I was subsequently invited to compete in the American Ladies Championship that autumn. They changed the rule that formerly restricted entry to American citizens for my particular benefit. My sporting career started with lawn tennis. I was only 5 when my father had 2 tennis courts laid out at our home. At first, my 2 older brothers, Willie and Tony, dominated the game. Annie, my older sister, and I were determined to hold our own against the boys. We practiced 7 days a week. I became a member of the Rock Ferry Tennis Club in Birkenhead at the age of 11, 5 years younger than their minimum official age. Annie began taking me out on the road to play tennis tournaments. When I was 13, Annie and I won the Ladies Doubles Northern Championship. Our novel tactic of both advancing to the net as soon as possible proved successful. I won Wimbledon in 1887 at the age of 15 years and 10 months. The press called me the Little Wonder. In 1888, after my second Wimbledon win, I invited 3 of the best male tennis players to a series of sporting duels. The men considered it an unequal challenge and agreed to give me 15 love advantage in each game. I held my own in these contests and beat the 6-time Wimbledon champion William Renshaw 6-2, 6-4. For me, the greatest pleasure in any sport is in learning to play it well. In 1895, I took up winter sports in St. Moritz. I passed the ladies' figure skating test after practicing 2 hours a day for 2 months. The following season, I became the first woman to pass the more rigorous male skating test. I also wanted to become the first woman to complete the Cresta toboggan run. I was coached by the current record holder, who had reached speeds of 70 miles an hour on the track. There was a problem. Custom dictated that women wear a petticoat. The best racing position was lying headfirst on the toboggan, but then the petticoat could get tangled up in the equipment. I was obliged to complete the run sitting upright. In 1900, I played centre forward for the England national hockey team and scored both goals in an exciting 2-1 victory over the Irish in Dublin. Today is 16th of July 1908. Tomorrow, I will be competing with the British archery team in the 4th Olympiad at the White City. My ancestor, Sir Anthony Dodd, commanded the English archers at Agincourt. I shall be in my element, firing off 144 arrows. In conclusion, I would say that I have gained much from playing competitive sports. A commentator once described me as giving off a coolness and presence of mind that made it almost impossible for opponents to disconcert or unnerve her. These qualities are not acquired by accident. At Wimbledon, a girl once asked me about the secret of my success. Well, I replied, I never lose my head in a game, and experience has taught me never to lose my temper. I think tennis a capital game to teach a girl self-control. On that note, I will say...